I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. We are continuing our little journey with apples. I think this will be the last one for a while. I'm sure we'll revisit apples again because they're so great.
Well, it's almost time to get into pumpkin, LaVon.
It is. So we've got one last fun, really fun thing to do with apples.
And we think in October, of course, you think that Halloween's coming and, oh my goodness, the decorations are up and the pumpkins are for sale and probably on your front porch or right next to your front door. And so let's talk about caramel apples.
Yummy.
Yes, I know. And LaVon, do you remember when you had your first caramel apple?
I really don't remember that. What I do remember is initially I didn't like them.
And why was that?
Well, I think it was the sweet caramel outside with that fruit flavor. You know, I just didn't think those went together. I've certainly changed my tune on
that. Yes, I know. And what I think is so fun is through the years, through my decades of life, having only seen my first caramel apple was at the carnival.
At the fair, county fair probably.
Yes, and to just, almost want to covet one of those because they look so good. And at the time, they were using green apples, and so the contrast color of the green and along with the caramel just was very captivating for me. But then when it was more expensive than what we could afford eating at the carnival, eventually, for a Halloween party, we did make caramel apples in our home. We used a bag of Kraft caramels. I think that was the norm.
Right, yes, because that company, weren't they smart?
Yes.
To make it easier to make a caramel apple at home.
Yes, and I think, if I recall correctly, a little bit of water was added to those caramels as they were melting in a pan.
The recipe's probably still on the Kraft
caramel
package.
And maybe the sticks, the popsicle sticks still included with it too. But because they were at the time when we first started making caramel apples, and it certainly did make it easy to make that as a treat or as a Halloween treat. And I was looking up some interesting information. I was curious to know, when did the first caramel?
Who did that? Yeah, where did that happen?
Exactly. And it was in the Midwest, in the Chicago area. This was in the early 1950s, so that would have been about my era. Dan Walker, who was an employee of a food company, invented the caramel apple. He hand-dipped it and with caramel, and that was the first caramel apple that was born. But interestingly, LaVon, in 1948, 2 years ahead of that, now this is a tongue twister, an affytapple, affytapple, was created by a Chicago family known as the Kastrups. And they had a farm, and this Mrs. Edna Kastrup developed her affytapple recipe in 1948. Then they went on to sell those.
Do you think that was a caramel apple? Or did I make clear? Because I keep picturing this apple covered with a red candy coating.
Mm-hmm. And history and Wikipedia on the internet said that a toffee apple is covered in a hard toffee or sugar candy coating. And I know I, too, have seen these beautiful red, they look like they're made with Red Hots, toffee-covered apple. And so I'm assuming that's the difference there. But in this affytapple thing that was invented in 1948, it would make you think that it was a taffy apple. I cannot tell for sure by the history that was given on the internet if it was an actual caramel apple or not.
Well, interesting things come up when you look at history because often different people have different versions of the history also. So it's fun to hear and think back to, you know, the creativity that it took for somebody to say this would be a really good flavor combination or attractive or, you know, why did somebody do that?
Well, and just the fact that to think that this caramel has got to be able to stick to the outside surface of that apple without sliding off or falling off and be an edible product and have a great presentation. So, yes, I wonder how many apples they experimented with before they came up with the right.
And got to taste as they went along.
Yes.
But talking about that, the caramel sliding off, that just reminds me that one of the, let's say, disadvantages of a caramel apple is in the eating of it.
Oh,
you just want to make sure that
it's
okay to have sticky hands and a sticky face because you just want to enjoy all of it. And it's, especially if it's a bigger apple, really difficult to eat. But, it's so yummy.
I always considered a championship moment if I can eat the whole caramel apple without having the last half of it fall off the stick and onto the ground. Because that is a challenge.
You bet.
But, you know, since that time when the caramel apple was first put onto a stick, we have made it so much easier to eat caramel apples because we can slice them and enjoy putting those slices on the stick and just hand dipping those into a homemade caramel mixture or a Kraft caramel mixture or maybe even an apple purchased apple dip mixture would make, which is the simplest to do. And
so that just makes me think about, okay, who first thought about, okay, I can make a caramel dip, take a slice of apple and dip mm-hmm. it. I mean, somebody had to come up with that. Mm-hmm.
That's true. And I didn't research that. I should have.
No, maybe it probably is not in the history book anyhow.
I bet it was a smart mom.
Probably was.
Who said, I'm not going to put up with this mess on my child's face and hands anymore. But there's another fun way that has just really come through on the internet recently on Facebook. And I just was so excited to see it. Take an apple, a clean apple, and if you have a melon baller in your midst, use that melon baller to get small balls of apple out of this one apple. And I believe on the YouTube video that I saw, there were 8 small little round balls of apple.
So now we have mini mm-hmm. apples, right?
Yep, and then a stick was inserted in those little mini apples, and those were then dipped in a caramel mixture or in a chocolate mixture and rolled in nuts, coconut, M&Ms, Oreos, anything you'd want to do. And how easy it would be, so much easier for a child to make a carameled apple themselves because there's the little apple and they can do the dipping themselves. And, of course, the best thing is about the eating afterwards.
Oh, yes, and all those combinations. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just thinking that could be maybe a fun Halloween party or a fun birthday party. Now, true, there's still a little bit of mess involved. But, hey, when you're doing cooking with kids, sometimes mm-hmm. that happens. But they could be so creative.
Oh, and depending on the age of the child, if you might want to have the apples already balled, you might say, cut out with a baller. Or you might want to allow the children to do that themselves and have that experience. Maybe they want to, each child has an apple, and they take out those 8 balls of apples, and they can dip them and take some home, perhaps as a treat for later or for their family, or just enjoy them all right there, too. And now, what do we do with the extra, Levon? Because when you make a circle, there's going to be some apple left.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in some cases, mom is going to eat that.
I think so. Or maybe even the child as they're doing
maybe
it.
Maybe so. But, of course, you don't want that apple wasted, and you could chop it up and make a salad. It's not going to be in pretty little pieces, but chop it up, and there are lots of uses for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I've always heard the saying, and I'm sure you have too, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, is there truth in that?
I believe there is.
There is, because it's been determined that the pectins, the high content of pectins in an apple, really help stabilize blood sugar levels. So that's something to consider. Then it's also helps stimulate the flow of saliva in your mouth so that it aids in digestion. Good reasons, other than just the fact that it's all the great nutrition that's in it, but the fact that it does get those digestive juices going, and it does certainly helps satisfy those blood sugar levels within your system.
And just as a sort of aside to that, applesauce, for instance, will have some of those benefits. Apple juice might have a teeny little bit of those benefits, mm-hmm. but the most benefits come from that fresh apple when you're really crunching into it. So that should probably be the first choice.
I would agree.
We have fresh apples available to us all year round.
Isn't that wonderful? And really, so many new varieties are being developed time after time. I just always go to a Honeycrisp if I can, and the price is right, and the price isn't always right on those. But changing. Yes. They're wonderful apple, almost a sweet tart apple that is good for eating and good for baking.
And that crunch mm-hmm. is just exceptional. Mm-hmm. And mentioning new varieties, you know, sometimes when we slice apples, they turn brown. There are even some new varieties that do that less so, called Ginger Gold and Cameo. I've not seen those on our local shelves, but we could kind of keep our eyes out. Interesting. It's as the need, as we say, this is a challenge, this is a problem, this is a need, then we have people come up with hopefully the solutions to those. Mm-hmm. So whether you do the round little mini caramel apples or you just take the slice, whatever, just enjoy an apple.
Oh, exactly. And we want you to go to our website at kjan.com because the the instructions for making these little apple balls and then dipping them will be there along with a photo, too. So remember now, go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.